and Sheila Brummer coming in early this morning for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum, where we run down all of the events that are happening in and around the Siouxland and Lakes regions for the next week, beginning with an event tonight that we are doing. It's Ghost of the Great Plains live reading. Dr. Jim Scopp is going to be at the Town Square Coffee House in Orange City tonight at 7, and then tomorrow right here in Sioux City at Book People. That's from 11 to 1. He is the author of Small Wonders. He's the guy you hear reading Small Wonders right here on Siouxland Public Media Monday mornings. He'll be live reading stories from his book, Ghost of the Plains. It's a family-friendly, free event. It's open to the public. Sheila will be there tonight at Town Square.
Yes, tonight. And we'll be doing
live
Facebook
stuff.
Live, yeah. Okay. And Jim Scopp, he's such a character, I think.
Yes.
People will really enjoy it.
Oh, yes. If you've heard Small Wonders, if you haven't, always go to our website and get kind of caught up
amazing,
because they're amazing.
All right. Well, the Sioux City Community Theater is presenting Here We Sit. It launched last night. We'll run through Monday, April 1st. Evening performances at 7:30, and then there's a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. at the Tom Peterson Black Box Theater. Here We Sit is a comedy of 16 quick-paced scenes propelled by two feisty old ladies, Lottie and Bernice, who keep popping up to express their contempt for the theater. Go to suctheater.org for more information.
And that should be a hoot. And it's the debut of the Tom Peterson Black Box Theater.
I know.
Theater.
Tom Peterson, what an amazing guy. He's been gone 25 years.
Wow. The Akron Opera House, Moore Theater, they're doing Mamma Mia. That begins tonight, and it shows through Sunday. 7:30 performances tonight and tomorrow night, with the matinee performance Sunday at 2 o'clock. It's a romantic comedy contrasting the dreams and aspirations of a 1970s girl and a 1990s girl.
The Little Red Hen Theater will present The Odyssey through Sunday, with evening performances at 7 p.m. and the Sunday matinee at 2 p.m., located in Wakefield. The Odyssey follows the hero...
Odysseus.
There you go. Thank you for bailing me out there. I should know that. On his 10-year journey home after the Trojan War, littleredhentheater.com for more information.
That's one of those words when you see it in print and you're not expecting it, it kind of throws
you
off. Yeah,
that's why
you're
supposed to pre-read your copy, right?
Wayne State College is presenting Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream tonight and tomorrow, 7 o'clock showtimes, and then again Sunday at 1 o'clock. That'll be at the Ramsey Theater on the Wayne State campus. Shakespeare's comedy, A Midsummer Night's Dream, is an exploration of the highs and lows of love.
Vanguard Arts will be hosting performance of Hannah Aldridge tonight from 8 until 11 p.m. with a Muscle Shoals music legend, Walt Aldridge, as a father. Hannah Aldridge's musical roots run really deep. She's based now in Nashville, and she's touring in support of her second album, Gold Rush. Steve, you going to make it to the show?
There's like three really good shows
okay.
at Vanguard.
All right.
I'm not sure I'm going to make tonight.
For more information on Hannah Aldridge, go to VanguardArts.com.
Also at Vanguard Arts, Brandon Santini. He's a Memphis singer and harmonica player. He will be there tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. He combines his love and respect for traditional blues with a present colorful style of harmonica playing. Go to VanguardArts.com for more on that.
One Book, One Siouxland will present Marathon Read-Along, The Grapes of Wrath Play. It is Sunday from 2 to 4:30 p.m. at the Weikert Auditorium in Morningside College. If you attend, you'll be able to enjoy an informal read-along of the actual stage version of The Grapes of Wrath as adapted by Frank Galati, by either volunteering to read or just listening to others read. So it can be very, I guess, something that you can participate in, which
yeah.
is kind of cool.
Yeah, kind of a maybe participation.
Or if you're shy, like you can just sit there
right.
and enjoy.
You don't have to participate, but if you want to just get up and read, go ahead. And that's lots of one of the first of many of Grapes of Wrath events going on for One Book, One Siouxland. Lamar's Community Theater will be holding auditions for Our Town, the second production of their current season, on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at the Lamar's Community Theater Playhouse. Our Town tells the story of a small town, Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, in order to tell the story of every town the whole world over. Go to lamarslive.org to find out more on that last chance to audition.
Wayne State College will host the second annual Wildcalf Spirits Short Film Festival. It launches on Monday at the Ramsey Theater, and then on Tuesday with a screening at both the Ramsey Theater on campus and the Majestic Theater in downtown Wayne. These films give viewers an artistic glimpse into hidden worlds, make-believe, and broader perspectives. Categories include shorts, narrative, comedy, documentary, science fiction, fantasy, and horror. For more information, go to wsc.edu.
The Northwest Iowa Symphony Orchestra will be giving its next spring concert, or its annual spring concert, The Organ, King of Instruments. That'll be Tuesday night, 7:30, in the B.J. Hahn Auditorium on the Dort College campus in Sioux Center. The program includes Lauda, a fanfare for orchestra, the Organ Concerto in B-flat major, and the Organ Symphony. It's all getting underway. Go to niso.edu for more information.
One Book, One Siouxland will be hosting a viewing of the documentary Harry Hopkins, an FDR Side. It is Tuesday from 1 to 3:30 at the Cargill Auditorium here at the Western Iowa Tech Community College campus. It's an award-winning film showing how one's man's unshakable belief in America and public service and how it was so vital to his country. For more information, go to onebookonesiouxland.org.
The Orpheum is hosting Legally Blonde the Musical Tuesday night from 7:30 to 9:30. The story follows the transformation of Elle Woods as she tackles stereotypes, sexism, snobbery, and scandal in pursuit of her dreams and proves that you can be legally blonde and still be the smartest person in the room.
The Woodbury County Conservation Board will open registration for its Nature Center Summer Day Camps starting on Wednesday, April 3rd for Woodbury County Conservation Foundation members, and then on Wednesday, the 10th of April for the general public. The camp is led by the naturalist staff and trained volunteers and includes camps for kids ages 3 to 15 years old. Space is limited. This is kind of a really big thing for parents to get their kids into. Go to woodburyparks.org for more information and to register.
Another SCOP sighting. Western Iowa Tech is hosting Books and Hospitality, that's TEA, featuring Dr. Jim SCOP, Wednesday from 10:30 to 12 in room L416 at the Advanced Sciences Building right here on the Sioux City Western Iowa Tech campus. Books and Hospitality is a new series that features authors and artists, and you get to enjoy tea, coffee, and treats, which probably means cookies and stuff, hosted by Gretchen Gondek. There's no charge. A lifelong learning membership is required.
I think she mentioned maybe Sugar Shack cookies for this one.
Oh, well, very
nice. Sounds
like
a fabulous event.
Yeah.
Maybe we can check it out.
Yeah, maybe we can get across the street.
Maybe. Vanguard Arts will be hosting a performance of Albert Cummings on Wednesday, April 3rd, starting at 8 p.m. Albert Cummings is a blues singer, a songwriter, musician, and has performed alongside blues legends like B.B. King, Johnny Winter, and Buddy Guy. Go to vanguardarts.com for more.
Another One Book, One Siouxland event. It's Sioux City in the 1930s and 1940s. That'll be Thursday from 10:30 to noon in room L416 of the Advanced Sciences Building here at Western Iowa Tech. Grace Linden, a retired curator for the Sioux City Public Museum, will be on hand to discuss the history of the 1930s and 1940s. And here in Sioux City, things were pretty... There was a lot of weird stuff going on.
I was going to say, I think it was kind of wild.
Yeah, there were some wild things going on.
I always like to look at the Sioux City Journal on Sundays, where they have the history, and that's a great article. I like looking at that and all the mayhem people used to get into 100 years ago. Right. One Book, One Siouxland will present Dust Bowl Descent. It is on Thursday, April 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the South Sioux City Public Library. Speaker Bill Genzel will share his journey locating depression survivors using photographs taken by Farm Security Administration members. It recounts stories and recent photos with 60-year-old images that tell the triumph of the human spirit over hard times. Go to onebookonesiouxland.org for more.
And finally, the Wayne State College Black and Gold Performing Arts Series presents a performance of the Dirty Dozen Brass Band Thursday, April 4th, 7:30 at the Ramsey Theater in the Wayne State College. The band performs their own versions of bebop, soul, jazz, funk, and R&B. That event is free and open to the public, but seating is limited. So if you'd like more information, you can go to wsc.universitytickets.com. That'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. We're going to let Dirty Dozen take us out this morning. On behalf of my co-host Sheila Brummer and executive producer Jorge Quesada, I'm Steve Smith. Thanks for tuning in to Cultural Continuum.
Well, my feet can't fail me now. My feet can't fail me now. My feet